Hey there, this is your Daily Dose on this Memorial Day 2024, and I decided to inject you with some thoughts last minute, like over the last 24 hours, because I wanted to allow some time for the draft acquisitions, roster moves, the OTAs, etc. to move forward. For me, how this new standard will likely present will not be apparent until the core group takes the field together for official preseason training, whatever the acronym for that is. They say there's an app for this, there's an app for that. In our postmodern culture and world, in a big old hurry, we don't have time to spell it or say it in full. So there's an acronym for everything. And if there isn't, there's the texting code that I still get hung up on from time to time. The TYs and the in case you missed it and all of that, even though I got the in case you missed it one down pat. My texts tend to be lengthy. I'm a writer. Abbreviated communications makes me feel like I'm leaving important details out. And I digress. Okay, so the Birds front office still sneaking in some signings after the fact. While B writers get first peeks at rookie camp and OTAs, and we're making way too early insinuations, prognostications, predictions, observations. First, comparing our QBs. Pickett sharper than Hurts? Sure, in terms of having a strong backup for winning continuity in a season's important. That's important. But do not be deceived by good appearances in a controlled lab environment. Steelers on picket watch looked impressive preseason last season, did they not? And then, .. Early looks at offensive weapons for number one suggest a Hurts-Barkley combinate equates to an ace. Let's not forget about the other proven arrows in the QB quiver. Hurts has to learn not only how to use each arrow, but when. That's a stratagem of skill and on-field instinct. There's also the indigo. Indigos, plural, because maybe we might have more than one. Those secret weapons on this new standard squad. These, I predict, will emerge during upcoming season for some early, fantastic game time. I can't believe what I just saw moments. My point. Eagles' new standard is a work in progress at the moment. The process taking form when preseason training camps, or preseason training rather, ramps up officially. A note on the 2024 schedule. Easy peasy? Nope. All things and changes within and without being considered. Now, Kenny Gainwell points at what I actually knew and disclosed as to that thing that gutted the Birds' engines, resulting in the 2023-24 season crash and burn. And I am so glad somebody had the chutzpah to say it out loud. Thank you, Kenny. I'm a Counselor Troy type for you Trekkies out there. You know what I mean. You're not fooling me by saying all the scripted stuff at pressers. Another bold prediction I'm making. The Steelers whom we will play this season is that this will be a healed regime. Russell Wilson is both a fierce competitor, but is also just the life spark an all but dead Steeler locker room needs. Watching Wilson in Seattle, a team with many different personalities and strengths, looks, it's the Wilson effect. Remember I said that. For me, Eagles number one, you do, will, and must set the tone that sets a winning season. Now, that being said, doing anything for the city of Philadelphia means you must be part of the community of Philadelphia. Fan base is Philadelphia. Philadelphia must be your home. Is it? Done with the tough love speak. You know I'm going to soften it a little bit because I'm an extremely private person. When I am on me time, it is exactly that. Don't want anyone around me uninvited to be around me. And that's not being a snob. It is about rejuvenation, reinvigoration, of which can only be accomplished in company with them you most trust, to give it to you straight when you need that. Build you up with love. Disclosing too much personal details invites at times unstable, unwanted company. To these I say, quote, thou shalt not covet, end quote. All right, back to Memorial Day considerations. There's a story out of Florida that really got to me and has been underreported, as we are in the throes of yet another uncertain election year. Black senior airman Roger Fortson, 23, based at the Special Operations Wing at Herbert Field, Florida, was shot and killed in his off-base home when local authorities burst into the wrong apartment responding to a disturbance call. Why is this still happening? Why do these tragedies, murders, persist in popping up in the state of Florida and posed as statements rather than questions? Because the answer is clear. Today, I remember this young man robbed of his life on a trajectory not afforded to many men of color. Being part of special ops in the military equates to being exceptional. The vetting is extremely precise and thorough. There is no restitution for this irreplaceable loss. Will justice be granted to the survivors of Airman Roger Fortson? My legacy runs deep. Both grandfathers served. My late husband's father served. One of my living dear friends retired from the Air Force, was in the air on 9/11. That's three wars or conflicts and a major historic national tragedy. The men and women who have served and do serve are exceptional by rote. They have chosen to protect this country's liberties and freedoms from her enemies within and without. To the young people demonstrating, protesting against matters they scarcely understand because they are sourcing information from propaganda. Democracy is better than tyranny. The hate you spit against the Jewish race is repeating history and eats away at our democracy. Democracy is better than tyranny. The wheatgrass shot. I told you about Navy Officer Paul Johnson's feat to run across America in support of his nonprofit org, RWB, helping veterans with mental and physical health. Paul did finish his run. He ran 3,000 miles and raised over $500,000 for Team RWB. You go, Paul. This has been your Daily Dose, pretty much rained out in my neck of the globe. Hope you enjoy the day and reflect upon what freedom means to you and yours. A constitutional right we should not take for granted. Get your next shot of the Daily Dose right here.